Nobles Naus for Ego Power Tools. Think outside with the Ego Power Plus 56-volt battery range of outdoor power equipment.
Time for David Noble to take a look at the Brisbane Lions Football Club as part of his ongoing analysis series on Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio. Working his way down the ladder, we got a little bit sidetracked last week with all the news that was dropping. So we got through the grand finalists and then we're now into the preliminary, the losing preliminary finalists. And the Lions are on the agenda right now, David. You rank them under certain headlines. Premiership yep. profile is what we come out of it with. But there's growth capacity, development, stability and vulnerability. So far away.
Righto. So growth, ability to get better. So I've got the Lions at around six. I think they've got more room to grow. I think Stašević obviously finished in their top three at the BNF. Had a pretty good year. Reina's come out of off a knee, probably as good as I've seen, Damo. We've sort of chatted about a little bit. A player coming out as good as we've seen off a knee reconstruction. So I think they have got some growth left in them. I've got them about 6 out of 10, maybe 7, but I've got them as a 6. Development, players coming through. Wilmot's been a good acquisition and played finals and was able to come through. I think you look at...
It's all he's played, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. But he looks like he's got capability for taking over someone like a Daniel Rich coming forward next couple of years. And I've in that, look, you've got... They're a little bit unknown, but you've got Ashcroft and Fletcher coming through as father sons. Like they're, even though you've got a bid for them, they're a great opportunity for the club to get a couple. So I've got them at still at a six. Let's wait and see what comes through. Stability, just with the current circumstances. I mean, I had them a lot higher. Swanee, Danny Daly's been there. Fags, obviously, you know, from a stability perspective, I've just pulled them back a little bit just because of the rigor that's going on.
Yeah, with Chris Fagan right now.
Yep. So that's a six.
Yep.
But otherwise, it would have them highly ranked up around the mark. Vulnerability, I think their salary cap's in a good spot. I think Dom Ambrogio and the CFO up there. Kevy runs a really good ship. I think they've well planned. They manoeuvre their money in the spots that it needs to be. They've still got good picks going forward. They've got a couple of father-son acquisitions coming in. And the thing that I like is that they generally get trades done.
Yep.
He's not the easiest to deal with at times, and he's probably going to ring me after that, after I've said that. But
he being
Dom Ambrogio. Okay. But I love working with him because he, you know, he's stuck to his guns and he gets deals done. And premiership profile, look, I think they're still in the – I've got them as an 8 out of 10. I think their vulnerability's 8. I think their premiership profile's 8. For me, it gives them a score of 34, which puts them in the top 3 or 4 clubs that I still think will be playing finals next year. I think they're right on the window of that 12 o'clock. I see them very similar to Geelong. They're right. They can get one right now. And then with Dunkley coming back in, that just strengthens them up. JL, Jared Lyons, not had a great year. Lockie Neal, you know, high in the Brownlow again, an exceptional year. So they've still got plenty of room to have a crack going in the next 2 or 3 years.
And Gunston too, to Gunston's add to the 4-1 dynamic.
Yep,
yeah,
correct.
Soss, before I get your take on that, just if I just ask one specific one to it, they obviously fell short in the prelim final. Nopes.
Yep.
What was it that worried you most about that performance? And am I right in maybe thinking that really did expose how far they were away from the very best?
That's the initial take, isn't it, when you come away? I mean, we looked at the Swans as well, you know, the two teams that you would think would, for me, certainly knowing Brisbane a little bit more intimately, although I haven't been, not been there for a couple of years, yeah, I probably felt that I had a bad day. You know, a bit like Sydney. It hadn't been, they'd been up and down a bit this year, the Lions, but I think they'd captured some of the essence of how they wanted to play in the back half of the year. The win at the MCG, they looked like they were ready to go, and yeah, it didn't come to fruition. So they'll learn. No doubt they'll learn.
Yep. Soss, your take on, Nobes' take on
the I think he's spot on the mark. I mean, if I walk away from their season, I think they've got to get more out of their two key forwards in Danaher and Hipwood. I get Hipwood coming off a knee, so you've got to give him some scope to actually get through another year. So that should, his confidence should grow, knowing that he did get through the year, and I think he's a really good player. But Danaher's the one that really needs to stand up, particularly in big games. I don't think he does it enough. But look, he's got an immense amount of talent, so I'd like to see a little bit more out of him. And then maybe...
Is it possible we won't, though? I mean, he's been in the system now a long time.
That's why...
He's been 10 years in the system.
That's why I look at I look at Brisbane and I worry about that. And I think Gunston's a great get, don't get me wrong, and hopefully he does help Danaher, but they need him to stand up. And even just to provide a contest and forward pressure to a point, he does it on occasions, but he just doesn't do it consistently enough. And it's that inconsistency is where I think the football girl gets a little bit frustrated with him. So that's an area that I think they need to improve. Or I think they've got they've obviously got the personnel there, but can they do it week in, week out? Until they do that, well, it's unlikely it's going to happen in finals because they hadn't been able to do it, you know, throughout the season. And then I look at maybe, I think Oscar McInerney's a really good ruckman, but who's their second ruck?
Yeah.
Where is that? Are they going to go beyond him?
It was Darcy Ford, obviously. He came in for that final when he was unavailable. Yeah. But again, to your point, it's probably not going to be something they do regularly, is it?
Yeah, but having said that, I mean, we look at what the Cats did throughout the, you know, I mean, with Stanley, he stood up and Blitzarf. So they were able to manage that. So, but look, they're probably the two areas I'd look at. But otherwise, they're a really even team. And maybe a little bit more run off the wing.
Yeah, the structure Fakes likes to play is two rucks. He played it since he walked in the door. Had always played, you know, Steph Martin, you know, played, and then it was Oscar. So he does like. So with McStay now coming out of that forward line, I actually think McStay is a bit of a glue down there. He does a lot of work. I know he gets a little bit underrated, and a few of the Collingwood fans are going, oh, why have we sort of got him in there? I think just get him into the system. You'll be surprised as to how hard he actually works. So that you're right in the sense of that other ruckman coming through. I think Jack helps them by Gunston going up there to be able to play that other ruckman forward again and have that mix coming forward. The halfback run for me is the other one. You know, Daniel Rich not getting, you know, much younger. So great weapon, but can be exposed at times. So that halfback line is another area to keep an eye on going forward.